Now, the South African Medical Association Trade Union Registrar's Committee has expressed full support for the Colleges of Medicine of South Africa on the impact of austerity measures on specialist training. The union's Bukang Mutlaga says that freezing and reducing funded registrar and specialist posts threatens the sustainability of training, the quality of patient care, and the resilience of South Africa's healthcare system. He further says they are urging provincial governments and academic institutions to collaborate on equitable, sustainable solutions to protect specialist training and registrars. Let's make sense of it, because I certainly need to have sense made here. Online, Dr. Baneli Nkosi, the chairperson of SAMATU Registrar's Committee, to tell us more. Dr. Baneli, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Doc, perhaps maybe just, you know, contextualize it for us. What exactly is being proposed or being introduced here?
So it's essentially not a new problem that we've been facing as a union and doctors in training and specialists. It started some years back in 2020. So the current situation now is that South Africa's specialist training platform is under significant strain due to the prolonged austerity within provincial health departments and these budget cuts and unfunded training posts that are happening in academic institutions. So what usually happens is, as I said, South Africa has nine provinces, but out of those nine, only two provinces cannot train registrars because they don't have medical universities or academic institutions, which will be the Northern Cape and the Mpumalanga provinces. Whereas all the other provinces have universities and have academic institutions to train. But now, due to this provincial government's budget cuts, it leads to, it increases the burden on the specialist training and the outputs and the quality of registrars that we're producing. So, for example, if I'm training as a registrar, the expectation is I'm going to be a specialist at the end, and I'm hoping to get a government job so that I can serve the community at best. But if there are budget cuts, which means the specialists that are currently in the training program, once they finish, they won't have a job, which means we are losing specialists in the public sector, which means now they must look for jobs elsewhere. Like I said, from 2020 to 2024, about 350 temporary posts were advertised in Canada as the Department of College of Medicine has said. People emigrate to other countries. So what happens to the specialists that are currently in the government sector, which means the shortage is there? What happens to the training specialists there, which means the registrars that are training to specialists? They will work under severe conditions, which means the ratio of specialists to the number of trainees doesn't correlate, which means the burden increases, which means now what's going to happen to the quality of care that we give to our patients? Not to forget the mental well-being, the burnout. So that's the problem that we're facing with the budget cuts, because it severely impacts the training and the outcome of the healthcare services in South Africa.
Now, Dr. Baneli, we're talking about mental well-being, we're talking about burnout. Already our public healthcare facilities, and we're making reference to our province here in the Western Cape, and this can be echoed for probably all of the other regions and provinces as well. Our public healthcare facilities are already severely hamstrung in terms of being understaffed, underfunded. Now, with further budget cuts being introduced by provincial governments, we're now saying essentially that this burden will increase manifold now. Mental well-being will certainly exacerbate beyond a shadow of doubt. And also, staff currently at our healthcare facilities will now feel even more under pressure. So we kind of being shoved into a corner. Is there anything we can do about it?
It's basically for the provincial health departments to work with the academic institutions, because it is not like the posts are not there. The posts are not funded, which means it's not like we lack manpower. The manpower is there. people are willing to work. It just needs the post to be funded, because people cannot go on for months volunteering and not getting paid. Remember, as much as we're delivering a service, it is our bread and butter as well that we're supposed to eat and feed our families. But with the budget cuts, even the current specialists that are in the healthcare sector, they're going to leave, which means we can't even take, even the intake is going to be less and the output is going to be less, which means in the future, we're going to be looking at a country that has fewer specialists than needed for the population that we have. And currently, the number of South African keeps on increasing every year. So, but if the health sector cannot meet the demand, then we're in trouble.
So essentially, Dr. Banila, you're saying the posts are there. We do have the posts available, but the access to the funding to ensure we can pay for those posts that are being occupied, and to a large extent now, are we just relying on many within the healthcare sector to work extra hours for which they're not going to be paid? Or worst case scenario, many are just continuing to volunteer in the hope that a paid post will at some point materialize, because that then appears to be sort of like a mirage in the desert.
Yeah, so basically the freezing and the reduction and the reducing of this funded post, it threatens the sustainability of the specialist training in several ways. Like, for example, if you have fewer registrar posts, which means you'll have fewer specialists graduating at the end, particularly now there'll be high burden and underserved provinces, then the reduce in the specialist numbers also will compromise the supervision in the training post in those organizations. Then placing the amount, the workload in the remaining consultants, making them to work under severe workloads, risking the loss of accreditation of this training institution, because you cannot have one specialist training more than 20 trainees. It's not acceptable. It's not physically possible. So this will create a vicious cycle where, in the end, you'll have fewer specialists, which will lead to weaker training platforms, which then will even produce even fewer specialists. Ultimately, the system will become incapable of self-renewal, because we age, we grow. The older specialists will retire, the newer ones need to graduate and fill that gap in the public sector. But if we're not training, which means we will be at a loss.
Geez, so this literally puts many of our healthcare professionals in a catch-22. And for as long as this conditions prevail financially, with the provincial governments making cuts, it will continue then to lead to a brain drain. We will lose our healthcare professionals to other countries, because they are now forced to look at greener pastures, because it's about sustainability. It's about bills that you need to pay, families you need to look after, etc. So we will then continue losing critical healthcare professionals that we require in our sector.
Yes. So what people and the government is not aware that if this current trend continues, as a country, South Africa, we face a progressive collapse in our public sector in the specialist training pipeline. What this means, it will depend the inequities between the provinces. Currently, it's only the Western Cape that is meeting the threshold barely of the specialists and the trainees in the public sector training. But we've got other 8 provinces that are not meeting that threshold. So this will further increase the resilience on the private sector and drive further immigration of these skilled clinicians. So patient outcome, especially in trauma, your cancer care, your vascular surgeries, patient in the ICU, or complex general surgery will deteriorate in the long term. Then rebuilding the lost training capacity will be far more costly than if we can attack the situation as it is now and prevent it from getting worse. So without urgent or coordinated intervention between the National Treasury, the Department of Health, and the provincial departments and the training bodies, which is the administration, the country faces a risk of losing a lot, and the health system is in danger.
In conclusion, Dr. Banele, where do we go from here? Should we look at forging stronger relations and partnerships with the private sector to support us? Because it does appear as if, in as far as several government institutions are concerned that are severely underfunded, under-resourced, many are now looking towards partnerships with the private sector. Is that sustainable for the long term as one option? If yes, and that aside, perhaps other options so that we can circumnavigate our way around this. It's a big problem.
It's a big problem. So as the Samati Registrar Committee, we are planning to partner with the College of Medicine of South Africa, which is the training body and examining body of these specialists to qualify them to be independent specialists, and also maybe include the Health Professions Council, which is the governing body of doctors in South Africa, maybe collaborate and tackle the government to say, we need more of this post to be funded because we need to produce more specialists, because without expert care, the health system is in danger. So with us together, we are planning to write a letter. For now, it needs, because it's a national problem, it will be the minister, the treasury, and eventually the presidency, if it has to be discussed in parliament, to increase, because it cannot that every year the health budget keeps on being cut. At what expense? At whose expense? Because we know not everybody can afford private healthcare sector care.
Dr. Banele Nkosi, thanks so much for your time on PM Drive this Tech Tuesday.